This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
We'll get earnings today from the company that owns Taco Bell and perhaps get a sense of how well sales of those Doritos Locos tacos are holding up. It's a new flavor for Taco Bell, but it's been a big hit with consumers, and maybe Taco Bell knew that was going to happen. As Audrey Quinn reports, there is plenty of science and business behind every decision on flavor.
I'm standing in the snacks aisle of my local grocery store looking at my options. We've got buttermilk ranch pretzels, spicy sweet Doritos, and baby back ribs potato chips. Many of these snacks come from brands you've heard of, but the tastes come from companies you haven't. Companies that specialize in flavor. There's a bunch of them along the New Jersey Turnpike, so many that it's sometimes called the flavor corridor.
Taking you to our flavor lab.
That's Tom Bucco, president of the flavor company Excellentia International. He leads me into a room that reminds me of your high school chemistry class. Black lab benches, fluorescent lighting, fume hood. His company imports plant oils from all around the world to make new and more concentrated flavors. Lately, Bucco's seen an increased demand for Latin and Asian tastes, like the oil from kefir lime leaf, which he let me smell.
All right, you can smell that. If you're familiar with Thai cooking, you can see that this is used in soups in a big way.
I can smell both the lime and the leaf.
Yeah.
The competition to isolate new flavors like that one gets fiercer every year. Barb Stuckey is a food developer and flavoring expert near San Francisco.
We see consumers looking for bolder, more intense flavors across the food industry, from the seasoning on snack chips to the amount of stuff in their ice cream.
And marketing plays a role, too. Stuckey says companies need to stay fresh in consumers' minds.
And that's why you'll see every year, pretty much every food manufacturer is going to introduce at least a couple of new varieties.
People have different tastes, say like onion garlic, honey barbecue.
Back in the snack aisle, Tom Harris is admiring the potato chip options.
It's not too many that I haven't tried, I'll put it that way.
But on this night, he's sticking with the brown russet originals. In New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.